Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself.
It's time for Dining with Dan. Our Bucko Chat with 93.7 The Fan's Pirates pre- and post-game show host Dan Zangrilli.
Dan, I have to ask you, I suppose that could have been any one of their recent games, but what kind of state were you in and what drove you to that point? Was there a specific at-bat? Was it the game itself?
By the way, it was very well done.
It was incredible.
Off the top of your head like that.
Incredible.
The fires from wherever were coming from.
Hades.
The fires were coming from.
Well, it built because it was the realization, and I made a concerted effort going into the pregame show. Because I have done this, and I've asked myself, what is the Pirates' record when Paul Skenes pitches?
Ah, yes, that was.
And in the pregame show, I was like, you know what, I'm going to stay away from this just because I it probably wouldn't put me in a good frame of mind. And you know, there's a new manager. You're trying to hit the refresh button. You're trying to, you know, as Hurdle used to say, hunt the good, you'll find the good. You might have to squint. Hunt the bad, you'll find the bad. So I was trying to not hunt the bad. But then it happened upon me, the post-game show, and I'm actually going to throw our producer, Charlie Borges, under the bus. And somebody may have actually called in as well. You know, what is their record this year when Paul Skenes pitches? Or maybe it came up.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously six innings of one-run ball, you lose a one-run game, and then it, you know, 6-9. 3-6 record when Paul Skenes pitches. And then as I tried to wrap my mind around the fact that this team has lost 2/3 of its games when Paul Skenes, statistically the greatest pitcher in the league since he's debuted, if we're going to just go based off of earned run average, the lowest ERA in the last 365 days. And then it just 6-9, 3-6, that just 2/3 of the games that you've lost, and as I, you know, thought it through, as many heard live on air, my stream of consciousness kind of just came out.
It was
I'm
epic.
Sorry.
It was epic. I'll
but
tell
I
you
think,
that
I
much.
Think you really had your finger on the pulse of Pirate fans who were feeling the same thing.
And I mean, that's what we try to do. We want to connect with everybody and make sure fans remain fans and people, you know, despite where we're at right now at, 14-29, that – you know, the last thing we want to do at least on my show, is insult anybody's intelligence. I try to be as objective as I can, to be as fair as I can. And that's both ways, right? Because I think that the organization, they are due a ton of well-deserved criticism. And there are times where they become low-hanging fruit. They are subject to things that they otherwise shouldn't be subject to. So I just try to stay somewhere in the middle on it all. But, you know, listen, last night was worse than the night before. And I wasn't just going to go, you know, crazy like I did the night before. But 3-6 in Skeen starts, 2-7 in Keller starts, 5-13 when Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller start. I can't get over that.
And they pitch well in many of those games.
Oh, of course. Of course, these are bona fide big league pitchers that any team in any position would love to have. They make a rotation for the Dodgers. They make a rotation for the Mets. They're obviously in the rotation for the Rockies and anybody in between. You know, look at it. Over the last week, Pirates starters have given up just 12 earned runs since May 5th. 47 and a third innings. That's a 2-2 ERA. They are 2-5 in those games. And I heard Joe this morning. It's like, you know, we don't need the lumber company. We don't need 6.5 runs per game. You don't have to be the Mets, which makes everything all the more frustrating. You go up against an offense like the Mets, your starter gives up one run over six. You go up against the Mets, who are hitting .285 as a team. OPS is, I think, over .800 as a team, which is remarkable in this day and age. And Keller, like a veteran, true stopper, gives you seven against a guy with a .116 earned run average. He goes and out-pitches them. And it's not like you need a three-run home run. It's not like you need a double or an extra base hit. What you need in the second inning with a runner at third base and less than two outs, you need a ball driven to the outfield. But Canario pops up to second base. Triolo, you need some form of contact with a two-out hit. He strikes out swinging. You need, with runners at second and third and one out the following inning, with your two and three hitters up, you need contact. You don't need an extra base hit.
Right.
You need a competent plate appearance, which can, the result can be an out. Maybe it's a ground ball to the right side of the infield. Maybe it's a fly ball to the outfield. But you have to put the ball in play. IKF doesn't. And then, obviously, the Reynolds issues, he rolls over. Fourth inning, a leadoff walk, base hit. You have first and third. Eventually, you steal a bag at second and third, and then a ball doesn't get put in play with Canario, Triolo, and Bay on three pitches. Very non-competitive at-bats.
Three straight strikeouts.
Oh, right.
I mean,
you don't need a base hit. You need a ball in play. You need a ground ball. You need a fly ball. You need something. You need a bunt. Anything.
I mean, it's maddening. So let me ask you this before we get to Reynolds. Just give me one move, one promotion, one trade, one something that Ben Cherington could do that would give you somebody that gives you a professional at bat.
Surely
somebody's out there.
Right. And we've had this conversation before, and I don't know if it's, and I don't know what the conversations entail, but apparently Spencer Horwitz comes with a pretty steep acquisition cost. You have to give up Luis Ortiz to get a guy that we've yet to see, or somebody that you have to squint really hard to see, who's basically a Fangraphs guy. Listen, some of those underlying metrics are encouraging, and it's a player that you like on paper. And as Cherington has said, right, you got to give to get. But if that's any sort of barometer as to what the cost is, I mean, I don't know what you would be giving up with your pitching to get something like that. I don't know. That's almost too steep of a price for me to pay if that is all you're going to be able to get, because I don't see Horwitz coming in here and moving a needle so significantly that it's going to cure all of these offensive ills that they have, or even Nick Gonzalez for that matter. And I get this lineup has been beset by injury, and it has been a factor for sure. But let's go ahead and hypothesize and project this team at full health. They're sitting at 14-29. How much does the needle move? How much does the record improve at full health? I would love to see what those internal projections are. They can't be they can't be anything significant. Okay, at most, what, Bob, 5 wins? Maybe?
I was going to say less than that because, again, I don't know what your expectations are. You know, Nick Gonzalez, when he comes back, okay, good player, but how's he going to move the needle to the point where you change the complexion of this offense?
Yeah,
totally.
And it's a collection of everybody and the underperforming of their own internal guys. Sawinski, Davis, Triolo hasn't realized his potential. Bay, there's so many things that you like about what he could potentially bring. I see maybe what Victor Scott is doing for the St. Louis Cardinals, a guy that could run it down, has a ton of speed, that could drag bunt, just be an absolute pest. And those players are really kind of fun and invigorating. And he, I don't know, this might be his final shot that he gets up here. He's shown absolutely nothing. He hasn't hit a home run, not that he's a home run guy, but it's been over 2 years since he's left the yard. But all of this collection of guys, like, you know, after Hayes in the 5 spot of the order last night, you're rolling out 167, 157, a guy without a hit, and then 118 in Henry Davis. That's just that more than anything, and I say it till I'm blue in the face, is far more significant and going to be far more impactful than any acquisition or any signing.
Davis just seems, and Dan Zangrilli joining us here in studio, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. He just makes himself unplayable. You can't play a guy who's hitting worse than a pitcher.
It's a great mystery to me how lost he's been at the plate. And I really believe it's an approach thing because what he looks so stiff, so rigid, obviously so very much in between, very much overmatched at the plate. And I think it goes back to, and when he first debuted, what, in 23, I think it was, you saw the makings of a pretty unique player. But something happened, I believe, in the offseason of 23 into 24 from the approach perspective. He's the only guy that I think can manage to hit a baseball onto East Ohio Street.
It's unbelievable, Dan.
The way he pulls off a baseball.
Yes. You can feel him squeezing the bat to sawdust. And I know everybody in baseball that I talk to says there's never been more of a difference than right now between AAA and the majors. But you can't tell me a guy that young who has a 960 career OPS in AAA and a 316 or something batting average in AAA drops off to below pitcher level at the majors? How is that possible?
It's a pretty steep jump, though, Joe. I mean, I will say that. But here's what concerns me more than even that. It's that we did see at some points with a guy like Hayes, with a guy like Davis, with Sawinski. I mean, Sawinski, with his home runs, he was trending into like Bonds and Kiner territory in his first couple of years with the rate that he was hitting home runs. There were some signs and makings of productive players. And then it's almost like once they got their fingerprints on them, like they actively, and I don't want to say purposefully, but they literally made them worse.
Well,
especially Sawinski. He is so lost and perhaps unsalvageable, perhaps, which is a tragedy.
It is.
Considering the way he started. And Davis, and I get that was a microscopic sample size in 2023, but it looked like a different type of at-bat, a different type of player.
I remember his game at Dodger Stadium where he hit some long shots, but we don't see that at all. He does.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just look confused, but you mentioned...
Sorry, Dan. We're getting, first of all, that indicates that that another Limits gets his wings, that's right, bell.
I thought it was a Salvation Army. I was like, Christmas is a long way away.
That sounds like
An NFL scheduling update. What do you have, Limits?
Aussie NFL has put this out there, and our friend Nick Faribault has also put it out there. Week one, Steelers at Jets.
That's what we had, Bob.
That's what I thought.
The Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields revenge game.
That is a great matchup.
Not in prime time, though.
Great matchup. No, Thank you, Limits.
That made total sense to me from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Because,
of course,
you got two quarterbacks switching places week one. There's a lot of other games that probably have bigger marquee general, but this one is for
phenomenal.
The two markets.
Yep.
It's very big.
Just like Phenomenal Smith from the 1884 Pittsburgh Alleghenies. And Dan, I'm sure you already know this. The Pirates at 219, if this were to continue at 219, would become the second worst hitting team, at least by average, in the history of the franchise, 144 years, topped or bottomed only by the 1884 Pittsburgh Alleghenies, who had a man, what's the guy's name? Buttercup Dickerson.
It sounds like the morning show.
Yeah.
Or at least, shouldn't this? It's Dickerson and Buttercup.
And Buttercup was 5'6", 140, but he hit two home runs in 1879, which is one more than Key Brian Hayes this year.
Yeah. And by the way, let me just backtrack a little bit. You know, with the regression of some guys when they first come up and what they first look like to kind of what they've become, that may not necessarily be on the Pirates. There are so many individual hitting gurus, and guys have so many thoughts of what they should be, and so many other people outside of the organization are in their ear. It's easy as a player today to get screwed up. And that may not necessarily, because I don't know for certain what the Pirates are trying to do and develop this, that, or the other thing. It could be, but it also could not be. So I just want to be, again, objective and fair as to how, because I asked the question, how do we get to this point? Hayes, signs of it. He's been okay. Triolo, signs at one point. Davis, there were signs. There are positive indicators. And then just the calamities that have occurred with their careers. And it's very tragic in certain senses.
I want to ask you about another topic that I know people are bringing up. And this has nothing to do with hitting. This is Paul Skeens, who still, even at his maybe worst or at his average is much better than everybody else. People would have loved to have his line the other night, six innings, one run. His walk total is a little bit up from last year, of course, but, you know, six strikeouts. The velocity seems to be down. The strikeouts are down, but he's still pitching well enough to win, and his ERA reflects that. If you're going to tell me a reason why this is happening, mine would be he's just incorporating new pitches and trying some things, but a lot of people think that maybe there's something not as good, or maybe his arm velocity has changed, Or maybe they're tinkering with the arm angle. What's going on?
Well, his words, and yeah, I see a lot more two-seamers, and he really seems to like this pitch almost too much so. And I heard the theory, and I would agree with it. I think, you know, the lack of a veteran catcher and maybe giving Skeens more autonomy. I mean, is he ready to, and he knows himself, if anybody's ready to call their own game, it would be Paul Skeens. But I see him almost falling in love with his two-seam fastball a little bit too much, number one. And it's a tough pitch to rein in. Secondly, he, by his own admission, is saying that he's spraying the ball a little bit more. So it looks like there's some more arm side misses, meaning that he's flying open. So there could be just a few mechanical synchronization things that he's dealing with. But also, you know, he's seeing the league and opponents now for the second, third, sometimes even the fourth time. And, you know, say what you want about the four seamers at 102 and the splinkers, you're able to now with technology to literally simulate arm slot, RPMs off a fastball or a breaking ball, and essentially create through some amazing pitching machines an AI version of Paul Skeens. So guys are in cages and they are seeing him, you know, leading up to these starts. I don't know how many repetitions. So it's really hard for a pitcher to, you know, get guys out the same way. You constantly have to evolve, adjust, reinvent yourself, and that's why we see so many pitchers with, you know, a 6 or 7 pitch arsenal and constantly developing new pitches to this end to give different looks. So it's probably a combination of all of that. But yet here he is still with his ability first and foremost, and with his acumen and without his best stuff. I really love the start that he had, 6 innings, 1 run, but he was spraying the ball. He was, you know, there were 3 walks, but he was able to find a ground ball.
Yeah.
That's veteran stuff. That's pitching, and able to get that length. And of course he wants to, you know, when you're striking out 9-10 guys, that pitch count gets up there. He would love to be that horse that's going 200, 215, and getting 6, 7, maybe even 8 innings into a game. And that's tough when you're punching out, you know, 7, 8, 9 in a row.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates. Personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Spencer Horwitz and Nick Gonzalez appear to be inching closer to a return here. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Dan, I'll leave you with this, a two-parter. Give us a date, if you would, a prediction on Bubba Chandler's arrival, and then what has gone wrong with Brian Reynolds, and what should Don Kelly do about it?
Chandler, I would say, I mean, I thought it was going to be this weekend against the Braves. I would say the next homestand. I don't know what other boxes he really has to check at this point. As far as Reynolds is concerned, I'll question the health. Obviously, wasn't able to play the field, and it was a side injury. What we're seeing is more swing and miss from him. Usually, and he's been prone to slumps before, and then we kind of don't even pay any mind to it because we know in a week or sometimes even in a few days, he's going to go on a 3-week stretch where he carries the team. Mm. This obviously is different. There's more swing and miss into it. The timing seems to be off. I'll question the health to an extent because there was a bit of a side injury that he sustained. And could that be part and parcel? He's never been an excuse guy. I would, if I were in a scrum this weekend with Don Kelly, say, to what extent is Reynolds' health impacting what's happening at the plate? Maybe good enough to play, or maybe he's grinding through things, but it appears to be different than a typical and very non-alarming Reynolds-type of slump. And, you know, is there confidence that he's going to get out of it? Yeah, if anybody's got equity in the bank, it's this guy with his approach and professional deal at how he goes about everything. But, yeah, this May has been something of great concern that we've never seen.
What about Cruz real quick? Is he coming back anytime soon?
Any guess? I mean, any question that's been asked of Don Kelly, he's been very brief. Yep, getting better day to day. And so that almost.
It's been a few days now.
It's been three. He's missed 3 straight starts.
I'll give you 30 seconds, Dan, on the big topic in baseball. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson eligible for the Hall of Fame. Your take?
I don't see why he should be. I feel.
Which one?
Now,
both?
I don't think they broke knowingly the cardinal golden rule in baseball. It is for life, and I understand they've both since passed on, obviously, but why should I be in position to defend the stance of why they should not be allowed back in, right? Like,
could you make a distinction, though, Pete Rose, as a player versus manager? As a player, nobody was better in terms of what
he did. It's clear. Why do we have to bend and amend the very clear-cut rule that is plastered over every clubhouse? Why do I have to go and defend that rule that everybody knows about, that you are banned for life from baseball? You are ineligible. You don't get into the Hall of Fame. There's nothing ambiguous about it. Why do I have to go and reconcile that? That's the better question.
There are two Pete Roses. There's Pete Rose the player,
Pete Rose the
manager.
And how and why should that matter?
Because I want to see the best guys, and this is part of history. Half his stuff is in that Hall of Fame already. Why shouldn't he be?
Because he clearly disqualified
himself.
As a
manager, not as a player.
He clearly, it doesn't matter, in baseball, period, end of sentence, whether you are an equipment manager, whether you are a bat boy, whether you are the pitching coach, whether you are a player, whether you're a manager, he disqualified himself actively, knowingly, consciously, and then deceptively.
All right, Barry Bonds?
Absolutely put him in.
I agree with that.
So do I.
But I agree with Roche.
I do agree with him about Shoeless Joe. I agree with you, Bob, about the distinction between player and manager, although I hear what Dan is saying. But Shoeless Joe Jackson threw the World Series.
Yeah. I mean,
that's more than a minor infraction.
And why do we even, as a baseball society, want to go down the slippery slope, especially with sports betting as prevalent and accessible as it is, that we saw in the Pirates clubhouse a few years ago with Tucapita Marcano? Why do we even want to give an inch, a millimeter of ground on this, especially in this day and age? Why would we ever want to do that? Everybody on planet Earth, sports fans or otherwise, are looking at everything with a skeptical and conspiratorial eye. That we would, it is the dumbest thing that I think you could possibly do, not only in baseball, but in sport, to plant a seed of doubt in the conspiracy era in which we live. It is self-sabotaging.
I asked Dan for his opinion, and he didn't disappoint, Bob.
He didn't go down to the depths below Satan on this one, but he went down pretty good.
Pretty good stuff. Thank you, Dan.
Dan Zangrilli.
Bye now.
He seems to get nicer by the minute, doesn't he, Bob?
I'm not mad. That's impressive.
Oh, boy. It is pretty impressive. Oh, hard to do that.
Oh, wow. All
good
right.
Good evening, Dan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
All right. Thank you so much, Austin.
Wow, that last one was amazing. All right, Limits, it's time for the Limitless Express. Bob, you're all packed and ready to go. We have a first-class seat here. We're going to get served a nice meal on our little trip on the Limitless Express. Let's go, shall we?
I don't know why this one didn't play. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity.
But that's how I meant to end it. But you heard Pony in there because Pony has some news. Breaking, according to Pony, the Steelers will not play the Lions on Thanksgiving. Pony says that week 16 in Detroit, a late season trip, the Steelers and Lions will play.
That's not Christmas, is it?
No.
Don't believe no. No, I think you would have specified Christmas, too.
Better not be Christmas.
So between Pony, the other guy whose name I keep forgetting, who's the guy who breaks stories on Twitter about scheduling? Livy? Olivia? Oliver?
No, Ozzy.
Ozzy, yeah. Donnie Football and what's already known. What do we have here, Limits? Look at him, Bob, in there talking to somebody else during
He's
our show.
He's talking to Craig. That's more important than us.
Oh, so, well, yeah. He is more important to us. At the Jets for the opener.
Yeah, I think that's pretty confirmed.
Okay.
You know, we'll see. But, yeah, that makes sense. I said that last night talking to Andrew on the sports call. I said he wanted the Bears or thought the Bears. I thought the Jets. It made perfect sense. For the two quarterbacks involved.
It's a fabulous opener, and I think the Steelers are going to lose. Week 4, Vikings in Ireland, we know that. Week 7 at the Bengals. Now we have week 16 at the Lions. And what was the other one in there?
Yeah, I was talking to Craig, sorry. Week 15 against the Dolphins.
Against the Dolphins.
In Miami.
So back-to-back. So we're talking about what is week 15 versus – give me the dates. Do you have dates on that?
I'll get you dates here.
This is incorrigible, Bob. And we have week 2 against the Seahawks. Yes. You forgot about that one.
The DK Metcalf
You're supposed to be keeping
game.
A list here, Limits.
I do have a list in front of me.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Seattle week 2 is the DK Metcalf revenge game. Week 1 is the Jets Aaron Rodgers revenge game. So maybe week 3 will end up being the Najee Harris revenge game against the Chargers.
Or the Kenny Pickett revenge game against whatever.
Or the Tyler Matakevich revenge game against the Bills.
Do we have a Bills game in there anywhere?
No,
Bills,
not Steelers? Yet. And I can't wait till we do. All right, Limits, to review, what do we have? Tell us.
To review, Jets, week 1 in New York.
Yes.
Week 2, Steelers home opener against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes.
Week 4, technically a Steelers home game, but it's in Ireland against the Vikings. Week 7, according to Donnie, is in Cincinnati, Thursday night football, against the Bengals. Week 15, according to a couple different reports, is at the Dolphins in Miami. And week 16, according to Pony, is in Detroit against the Lions.
Bob, you know what I'm starting to sense
here?
Wait a minute,
one of these games, week 15 or 16, where are we with Christmas here? You have to be at week 15 or 16.
That's what I asked.
I thought you asked, like, was it all actually on Christmas?
Week 17 that's what I asked. In the first week of January. So 16 has to be in 50. If you have two games there, one of them will have to be that can't be right. Because I heard Christmas Day is all filled up and the Steelers aren't part
of it. Wait a second, but you still have games in week 15 and 16, Bob. Everybody does.
Oh, that's true. But what dates are we talking about here? That's what I want to know, because I'm trying to figure out.
Why did you wear Bears colors today? Did you sense something was happening? You're in orange and blue.
It's a phenomenal combination. I think style
really
is important.
Is.
I try to walk in here and upgrade the dress code.
You look fantastic.
I mean, that's all it
today.
Is.
Bob, you can see him on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. He's quite a man.
All right, so it would be the 21st, 28th. So it would have to be the 21st or 28th in December.
I guess. Here's the pattern I'm sensing. It obviously has yet to be filled in completely, Bob, but if this were like Wheel of Fortune and we were filling in trying to guess. It looks to me like last year in the sense that the Steelers kick it off to a very good start. Like I just said, I think they'll lose to the Jets, but it's the Jets.
And they did that last year. And so, we thought that they would get off to a good start.
Right.
And they did.
So if you start at Jets, at home against Seahawks, and then skip a week and go to Vikings, those are three very winnable games.
You think
the
those are also winnable games.
You
yeah.
think the Vikings are winning? They have a really good roster. Don't underestimate
them. They're okay, but very winnable.
They are. But I would remind you that the Jets, when the Steelers go to New York, they seem to have problems playing there for whatever reason.
Well, the Steelers are barely above 500 teams, so they have problems in a lot of places.
I would agree with Seattle. Week three will be interesting. But the Vikings, that's a tough
now,
team.
What if they spice up the Bills late in the season, too? Because we already are at Lions. Is it at Miami?
Yeah.
At Miami and at the Lions in week 15 and 16. Bob, if I were going to guess here, who was the woman who did the Wheel of Fortune? Vanna White, right? Is that
yes,
correct?
That's correct.
If she was doing these a little puzzle here, I would answer easier early schedule, tougher later schedule.
And
that's what it's shaping up as.
It sounds to me like you're going to have the Ravens twice later in the year, perhaps. You're going to
maybe,
have
yeah.
the other Cincinnati game later in the year, perhaps, could be one of the ending games.
Now, it won't be as ridiculous as last year. That was
well,
a joke.
At Miami, at Detroit,
it is at home against Miami.
Look at
correction.
How easy that guy swung that club, Bob. And he just did it 350 yards. It looked like he wasn't even swinging. Do you do that?
No.
Joe.
You saw, I don't hit that.
Correction, Miami is at home.
All right, so week 15, Miami at home.
Miami is at home.
That makes it easier. It does, because they're going to stink. They really are, Bob. Do you agree with that?
I think the Steelers will win that game, yes.
Well, you're right, though. We can logically assume, I think, that week 18 is going to be either Baltimore or Cleveland.
Right, which means then if you go that way, at some point here, you got to figure out the Ravens, Browns, and Bengals. We know one Bengals game, but
yeah,
I don't know. Is it week 10, 11, 12, 12, 13, 14?
Great question. And we'll see what else we can fill in before the end of the show. Next.
Mike Nicastro says, schedule leak. The Steelers will be playing on AFC wildcard weekend on the road as an 8-point underdog.
And we'll lose 31-14. Yes. The easiest prediction of all. All right. Next on the Limitless Express.
All right, Joe. I have a clip for you on what Mike Tomlin had to say about playing in Ireland.
Man, we're unbelievably excited about this opportunity to play in Dublin, really for two very specific reasons. First, man, it is an honor and a privilege to represent the game of American football internationally and maybe introduce it to a new set of fans. It is a great honor to play the game that we love and to be able to do so on foreign soil. Number two, I smile when I think about the late, great Ambassador Rooney and how fired up he would be about this game. I remember when he was ambassador to Ireland, he used to have a 4th of July flag football game every year. And so I think about him, but I also just simply think about the honor and privilege to play our game globally.
Very well said there.
Oh, and Coward tells a good question about how much these games mean to the Rooney family when the last time they played there was like 28 years ago. It was a preseason game.
Yeah.
And it was the Chicago Bears. And Cowher had every intention of not playing any regulars because it was a preseason game. He was going to go over there, take part in all the stuff. But then the game was, you know, just don't get hurt, play. Until he found out there was a crystal vase that was given to the winning team. And Patricia Rooney really wanted that vase. And he became keenly aware that he better win this game because she wanted that vase. So he played regulars a lot more than he would have. Just
very interesting.
So that's,
and did they win?
Yeah.
Is it the blue vase that Pitt has on the Southside facility?
No, I don't know. It should be green, right?
How about the River City Trophy? Remember that one, Limits?
No one understood the vase joke.
I didn't understand.
No. Adam vase? What
no,
are you talking
remember
about?
When Pitt had that vase where they would put their like thoughts in? It was like a symbol, the
no.
vase. Remember Noah got like chewed out because of the vase?
I don't.
No, no? The Pitt football vase?
No.
Do you want us to laugh?
The blue vase?
I remember the River City Rivalry Trophy. Do you remember that? Them in Cincinnati?
Yes, I do. That was a big trophy. Texter, thanks, Limits. Just brought my flight to Miami for the game.
He thought it was in Miami, Bob. What else do we have, Limits? Finish it off, will you?
All right, I'll throw one more at you. As you guys know, it airs on CBS, Bob's channel. You know my favorite reality show is Big Brother, Joe. They just announced a date for it that has just been announced. The final day to apply for the show is 2 days from now. Should your friend Limits apply to be on the show?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Bob, would he be good on that
Bob,
show?
Bob, would you help me?
He'd be the little brother.
I love that show. I watch it all the time.
I have some connections that could help you.
Oh, my gosh, Bob.
I can help you.
There you go.
But what is the other show that you would be good at, I think?
It's Elf?
No, it's not Love
The Amazing
Connection.
Race?
No, the one that they lock you in a room.
Treasure Island?
No. I can't think of the name of the show
what
now.
What do you mean they lock you in a room?
Yeah, don't you mean locked in the house? Big Brother, you're locked in the house.
No, sounds
this
dangerous.
Is not it.
During
this
the summer.
This is like a love thing where you just...
Love Island?
The dating game? The Newlywed Game? Remember that show, Bob? Who hosted it? The Newlywed Game. Was it Bob Newhart? Not Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart? The Newlywed Game?
Bob Newhart. I can't remember. Chuck Willery?
Chuck Willery.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chuck Willery.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Bob, I'm crashing hard. I don't feel well all of a sudden.
Bob, are you actually for real? You might be able to get me on the show.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that, but
Bob
I can certainly
like
put you in a in a position.
Oh my gosh, Bob!
Where you could be heard at least.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen, the story today is the schedule, the NFL schedule coming out in bits and pieces. That's what we're going to do in the 1 o'clock hour. That's the story. We're going to tell you what we have on the Steelers, any additions to it. We're going to start piecing this thing together. And some other games around the league are getting announced left and right. We have almost a complete Thanksgiving Day slate. Let's talk NFL. Let's talk games coming up next. On Pomp and Joe. Do I owe you anything, Limits? Yes, I do.
Yes, Joe, you have a message for the people.
Is it the Good Feet Store?
Yes.
I love talking about the Good Feet Store because my feet used to hurt all the time. Specifically, the joints of my big toes, as you know, if you've been listening to this show. And there's nothing that kills an exercise regimen like foot pain. For you, it could be plantar fasciitis, could be pain and burning in the balls of your feet. Could be needles in your heel. A lot of things can go wrong with those feet. They can, and they tend to ruin things when you have problems. It's hard to diagnose. I still don't know what was wrong with the joints of my big toes.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.